Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm keeping score.
Keeping score, Doug.
I'm keeping score in
are
the,
we
in
winning?
The political landscape.
Oh, yeah?
We're winning battles here and there.
Here and there?
Yes, we are.
Well, what's the score?
Well, I'm going to get to the score. The score is 4-1.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now,
all right.
Did you happen to see Fox News Sunday?
No.
Generally,
but
you're busy
me.
On Sunday morning.
Yeah, Sunday morning, Sunday night.
Right.
Sunday's my big day.
Sunday you're working.
Being the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
Right, and that makes sense that you wouldn't be up to
starts
speed.
Starts at 4:30 in the morning and goes through about 8 o'clock at night.
Is there a 4:30 a.m. service that I've been missing?
If there is at Starbucks. They open at 5.
Wow.
But it's a good place to go to get ready for work.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Now,
the coffee's always on.
Yeah.
And the phones don't ring much.
That's true, but the coffee's really expensive there.
And it's not very good.
It's not?
McDonald's has way better coffee than
really?
Starbucks.
Really? McDonald's?
I think so. And they have free Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to send my wife out. She's a coffee snob.
All right. See what
so
she
I'll,
thinks.
I'll have her analyze it.
So,
but
well, what was on Fox News?
My wife and I had an opportunity to analyze Fox News, and on Sunday they interviewed one Mitt Romney.
Uh-oh.
Now, Mitt Romney has a new book out.
We've been going after Mitt Romney steadily for 2 years.
Yeah, since he was the supposed front runner in the 2008 run-up to the election.
Actually, since late 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been going after him for quite some time.
Yeah.
Now he's
viciously.
Viciously.
Yeah. Ferociously.
With almost a guttural hatred.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Maybe not to that level. Now, he's got a new book out. I neglected to write down the title of it.
Good.
I apologize.
Good. We don't
want
to promote it.
Now, Mitt Romney has a new book out, and it seems like he may be setting the stage for a 2012 presidential run.
No, come on.
Quite possibly.
I mean, that's all he does. He's the perennial candidate.
Yes, he is.
That's all he does is he runs for office.
Yeah.
Even when he's in office, all he's doing is running for office.
That's his profession. Now, he was on with Chris Wallace. Now, I must confess, I am not familiar with Mr. Wallace, but I am familiar with Fox News and that generally there is a perception out there in the land that Fox News is generally more conservative than, say, CNN or CBS or MSNBC,
yeah,
correct?
Right, right.
So, my wife and I
happen to nicer to Republicans.
They're generally,
nicer
to Republicans.
Just like the other network media outlets are nicer to Democrats.
Yeah. So that's
how that works.
It's an accurate perception.
So Romney's on Fox.
Romney's
on
Fox
News Sunday.
Fox News Sunday, their big Sunday morning show.
Broadcast and cable.
Yeah, and he's there to promote his book and his possible run for the 2012.
He didn't do a good job. You don't even know the name of the book.
I don't recall the name of the book.
So he didn't do a great job. But all right, so
anyway,
what happened?
So what would you expect? My wife and I are watching a rebroadcast of it late last night, and I see Mitt Romney's going to come on, and I said to my lovely wife, I said, this is going to be a total snow job. Mitt Romney's going to be on
softballs.
He's going to
look great with his hair gleaming and glossy.
Fox News is kind of a Republican flack network, and they're just going to let him get by with it.
Mm.
They're going to promote his book.
Mm.
Well, Bob, that's not what happened.
That's not? Chris Wallace, what did he do?
It was a political bludgeoning of Mitt Romney live on the air.
I wish I would have seen it.
It was so brutal. Mitt Romney had a look on his face like he was just looking for the door and looking at his watch, when is this going to end?
Because Romney, Focus on the Family, did a political video, and they said, we are so similar to Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And Romney single-handedly instituted homosexual marriage in Massachusetts. He gave us government health care reform, which paid for late-term abortion, the whole bit.
Yeah.
He's a liberal. He's a socialist.
Yeah, he is.
Fox News allowed this. What happened?
And maybe this is a misperception, because you know me, I'm jaded, and I have an axe to grind against Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
So perhaps, maybe I'm wrong on this, but and if anyone else saw it, they should call in. 800-836-9278. Tell me if the impression I got is wrong. Wallace says to Mr. Romney, he says, Governor Romney, we got a lot of emails from conservatives this week who said that you're the wrong man to be making the point about health care. They pointed specifically to your role in passing health care reform in Massachusetts.
That's what he did. It's called Romney Care.
Yeah.
Right.
Now,
so Chris Wallace asked him? I mean, this
actually,
is hysterical.
That's a hardball question.
Yeah.
Right? With some pepper on it right there.
Right.
And Romney said, well, what we did, Chris, I think, is the ultimate conservative plan. In Massachusetts, we solved this without raising taxes. We solved it at the state level. It was not a federal plan, but a state plan.
Do you see how immoral that whole argument is, Doug? That whole federal-state issue, I'm going to get a lot of our friends angry.
Uh-oh.
That whole federal-state issue is a distraction. Because if we had a very weak federal government and strong states, the same exact people would be advocating for a strong federal government because this is merely a reaction to the fact that everything is a disaster.
I think, and
when
you know,
everything is a disaster, you just want to change the looks
right.
of things,
yeah.
rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a strong federal government. So the people who are upset, they want to weaken that and make strong states.
Yeah.
That's not a fundamental moral issue. Spend your whole life fighting for that, and you got Mitt Romney saying, look, we did it at the state level. That doesn't mean it's better or less wicked.
You got that right. And Chris Wallace wasn't buying it.
Good.
He said,
he said,
wait a minute, Mr. Governor, I want to pursue this. At which point, Mitt Romney looked like someone just cinched the tie on his neck about three notches. He was like, what do you mean you want to pursue
well,
this?
I just said we did it at the state level.
Right. Doesn't that exonerate me?
It's like Ron Paul saying, oh, I'm for personhood, but if California wants to legalize child killing, that's fine with me because they have the right to. It doesn't matter where you commit the atrocity. It's still an atrocity.
That's right.
When they killed Stephen, they stoned Stephen.
Right.
They murdered him.
Mm-hmm.
The Sanhedrin in Jerusalem, they took him outside of the city wall because that was their rule.
Oh.
That when you execute a criminal, it has to be outside of the city wall.
And so they took care to follow their rule.
Right. So they're committing murder, but outside of the city wall. That's just like Ron Paul saying, hey, Massachusetts, California, if they want to kill babies, okay, but just do it outside of the city wall. Do it at the state level, not the federal level.
Ron, come along now.
So that's Mitt Romney. He thought he could get away with it, saying we did it at the, we did health care, nationalized health care at the state level.
Right. At which point he expected Chris Wallace to move on and ask him questions about
something
his favorite color or something,
right?
But Chris Wallace says, wait a minute, the Cato Institute says that your plan in Massachusetts is a mirror plan of Obamacare.
We've been saying that on this show. It's in Mitt Romney's profile at ProLifeProfiles.com,
Maybe
Doug.
Chris Wallace and the folks over at the Cato Institute read Romney's profile and they learned something.
I don't know about that, but I tell you this. If they Google Romney and abortion, right at the top is going to be American Right to Life's pro-life profile.
Oh,
right
wow.
toward the top.
Awesome.
And rising.
Well, listen to this. This was one of the most telling statements from Mr. Romney.
All right.
Chris Wallace said that the Cato Institute says it's quite right that you didn't raise taxes, but they say, in fact, you got millions of dollars from the federal government to finance your plan. To which Romney said, yes, yes, but the federal dollars we received were federal dollars that we were entitled to.
Oh, an entitlement program from
a conservative.
Focus on the Family says we are just like Mitt Romney.
Unbelievable.
When it comes to social issues and, I guess, government health care reform and abortion and homosexual marriage.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Focus on the Family?
Well, I keep bringing that up because at some point they should say, you know what? They should be like Paul Weyrich, the father of the conservative movement.
Right.
Back with Ronald Reagan and all. Paul Weyrich said, I repent for having endorsed Mitt Romney.
That's right.
That was the biggest mistake of my life.
Wow.
And we need Focus on the Family to say we were sorry because this guy did tax-funded late-term abortions as part of a government health care plan.
Yeah.
He single-handedly instituted homosexual marriage. We should have never misled people to think he's a pro-family conservative.
At which point their credibility would be dramatically improved.
Dramatically improved. And Focus on the Family, they might not realize it, but if they will take this seriously, they will be blessed.
They will.
Yeah.
They will. And I could say the same thing about Chris Wallace, who I must say I've never watched and I don't know much about him, but I assumed that he's just another leftist media figure because they're all leftists, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, at some level.
But
right.
Chris Wallace has been elevated a few notches, at least in my humble opinion, because he went after this fellow. Now, listen to this. Wallace said a little later in the interview, he said, "One thing I noticed, Mr. Romney, in reading your book, you talk at great length about foreign policy, the economy, domestic affairs, but there are just two paragraphs on abortion, and you barely mention either gun rights or gay marriage. How come?"
Whoa. So, Romney, you know, that's what the Republican Party does, Doug, when they send out a questionnaire and they say, which of these issues do you think are the most important? Abortion is either at the end of the list or not on the list.
Or it doesn't make the cut.
And homosexuality, it's either at the bottom of the list or it's not on the list because they want to be the party that's gotten beyond child killing and homosexuality. They want to be okay with all that.
Yeah.
They would just want Christian money and Christian votes to elect socialist government health care Republicans.
Yeah.
And Focus on the Family said, "We are so similar to Mitt Romney."
I can't believe they said that.
It's in a political video. You can watch the video on ProLifeProfiles.com. Just click on Mitt Romney.
Oh, check that out.
Just click on his face.
ProLifeProfiles/Romney.
Yeah.
ProLifeProfiles/Romney.
So Chris Wallace points out that in your whole book,
you avoided the social issues.
You only do two paragraphs on abortion?
Yeah. But
wow, what a question.
Listen to another one of the most telling lines from Romney's interview, the response. He said, "Well, Chris, this book is about what we need to do to strengthen America globally for the coming century, and our failures in that areas are extreme. That's why I wrote the book. Other issues, Chris, social issues, I don't go into much because there are not a lot of new arguments that I know of to raise in that regard."
Oh, there are not a lot of new arguments.
No new arguments, you said.
Well, first of all, if we don't have governors like Mitt Romney who single-handedly institute homosexual marriage, that's a new argument.
That's a new argument.
I mean, Mitt Romney could have written a book on homosexual marriage and said, first of all, you need to oppose politicians like me.
Yeah.
That would have been a new argument. That would have got the headlines. But Doug, on abortion, he said there are no new arguments.
That's what he said. With a straight face, he said that.
Has he not even Googled abortion in the last 3 years? Because personhood would have been at the top of the search results.
That's right.
That's a new argument that people who are against abortion are beginning to advocate, I know it's controversial, the right to life of the unborn child.
Yes. The right to life of every human being. An innocent human being has the right to life and the right to due process of law. It's sad to say that that's a new argument in the United States of America.
Doug,
but it is.
The right to life movement has not made that argument in 30 years. In fact, if you try to, they would crush you. They'd disfellowship you, excommunicate you. But the tide has turned, and now there are Christians across America who are advocating politically the right to life of the unborn child. And so Romney says there are no new arguments. He could have spent 30 seconds Googling fighting abortion and he would have saw there's a new argument. It's called personhood.
Yeah. Now, the only way this interview could have been better would have been if Chris Wallace would have said, "Well, wait a minute, Mr. Romney, what about the personhood argument?"
That's a new argument.
We can't expect Chris Wallace to come along that quickly.
No.
At this point, I'm at least willing to work with Mr. Wallace because at least he's making some kind of effort. Listen,
I mean, what's going on? You got Britt Hume saying that Tiger Woods needs to turn to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
For forgiveness. He said he's not going to find forgiveness in that religion of his. What is he, a Buddhist or something?
He said,
but in Jesus Christ, he could find forgiveness. And now you got Chris Wallace.
I mean, and listen, he
unmasking Mitt Romney.
He didn't even let him off the hook there. Wallace said, "Now wait, let me pick up on it in this sense." At which point Romney's like, "No, you're not supposed to say let's follow up on this.
Right.
I've settled the issue." But Mr. Wallace says, I think it's fair to say your biggest problem in 08 was the fact that you had changed your position on a lot of issues, gay rights, abortion, and some people questioned whether or not you were a flip-flopper. Oh, and Mitt Romney's just, his eyes are bugging out at this point.
I guess so.
It was great to watch.
Changed his position. When people change their position, when they're racist and they repent, if they're child killers and they repent, praise God, that's the kind of change you want. But Romney is a fraud. When he wants Christian votes and money, he says, "I'm against abortion." He's a liar. He's a pro-abort, tax-funding child killer.
Yeah. So not a lot of repentance evident in his the fruits of what
he does. No, he had a pro-life conversion, and 2 years later, he authorized statewide tax-funded late-term abortion through his Romney Care.
Yeah.
That's 2 years after he became a pro-lifer. So we know he's a fraud.
Yeah. I believe that you've processed that accurately. I think that your take is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Finally, he ends. Romney, he's trying to duck and cover. He says, I did change my view on abortion. I did not change my view on same-sex marriage.
Ah! He instituted, Mitt Romney instituted same-sex marriage. And Ann Coulter, Doug, we've got a video on YouTube. It's very popular.
Yes, the Ann Coulter hangups.
The Ann Coulter hangups. Four conservative talk show hosts from California, Florida, across the country,
right,
on 50,000 watt stations interviewing Ann Coulter, and she keeps hanging up because we keep asking the same question. And Doug, one of the listeners in Boston sent me a photocopy of a page out of one of her old books.
Oh, yeah?
And in her old book, she sort of got it right.
Really?
She said the Supreme Court in Massachusetts issued a ruling on homosexual marriage, and they said the legislature needs to look at it.
Right.
They didn't order the governor to do anything. On these interviews, she misrepresented the truth.
Yeah.
She said the Supreme Court ordered the governor to institute homosexual marriage. That's just not true. They didn't even mention the governor. They did not mention the governor. So Mitt Romney, for his own political career,
yeah,
he thought it was a good move to make the homosexuals supportive of him, and he instituted homosexual marriage in the state of Massachusetts single-handedly. He ordered them to issue homosexual marriage licenses.
Yes. And you know, Bob, I'm certain that Chris Wallace would have dropped the hammer on him on that issue had Chris not run out of time. Chris just ran out of time. He was beating him about the head and shoulders and just ran out of time. So my question to you is why, Bob,
why?
Fox News, a Republican flack network, why would they treat Mitt Romney with utter contempt in
well,
an interview?
Well, it's been 2 weeks now. 2 weeks ago, he got slaughtered at CPAC after winning. This is... In 4 years running, this is now the first time he's not the front runner presidential candidate at the CPAC straw poll where thousands of people vote.
Right.
Who identify themselves as conservatives. Mitt Romney gets slaughtered at CPAC, which is a total upset shock.
Yeah.
Then he goes on Fox News Sunday and he gets slaughtered. This is, I look at it as 0-2. Romney's at zero, and American Right to Life exposing Romney as a fraud is at two.
Well, and then here's how I score it. Told you I was keeping score.
Yeah.
You got four up. You got four men who I believe, and this is only my opinion, the opinion of one man, who have single-handedly, well, there's four men, so not single-handedly, but only four fellows have derailed Mitt Romney's political career. Greg Jackson.
Tom Minnery at Focus on the Family?
No, I don't believe Tom Minnery was involved.
Oh, no. They said Mitt Romney is a politician we can vote for. In fact, we are so similar to Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Romney takes in millions of dollars promoting homosexual marriage and tax-funded late-term abortion.
Right.
I mean, Focus needs to... They need to humble themselves
like
Paul Weyrich did. I mean, that is extraordinary. And that's in our
amazing
Ann Coulter hangups video.
Yeah.
We thank him for being humble and repenting.
Yeah.
Focus on the Family needs to say, we are sorry that we said that Mitt Romney is a pro-family leader we could support. We were wrong.
Yes, we got caught up in the political strategery of the moment.
Yeah.
We lost our heads. We're
imagine
sorry
how their credibility would increase and their humility would go off the chart for a national ministry.
Right, and people could once again think that it's possible to look to Focus on the Family for advice on who might really be a pro-life,
pro-family candidate.
Could
you imagine if Focus on the Family had their way and Mitt Romney became the president?
Oy.
We would have a Republican giving us nationalized health care that funds late-term abortion, and we'd have homosexual marriage instituted by Mitt Romney, a la Tom Minnery at Focus on the Family. That's
right.
What we'd have.
That's where we would end up. Anyway, back to the score. Four up, one down.
Yeah.
Greg Jackson, Steve Dace, Bob Enyart. Three radio personalities, along with John Haskins.
John Haskins.
Those four men.
Underground Journal.
Underground Journal. Those four men derailed Mitt Romney. Wow. They're the four up, and Mitt is one down.
Well, Doug, I'd say there might be as few as a half a dozen people around the country who made an effort to expose Mitt Romney as a fraud. Jesus warned us, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to promote the wolf in sheep's clothing.
No.
You're supposed to beware, expose, identify and expose.
Warn your flock.
Don't promote the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
Right? Like National Right to Life, they doubled down. They hedged their bet. They endorsed two pro-aborts. Fred Thompson, who had lobbied for the abortion industry.
Right.
And Mitt Romney.
Either way.
Yeah, either way, they would have. They thought they would get a seat at the table.
Yeah.
They didn't realize that these politicians are using them and laughing at them.
Yeah.
But anyway, wow. So, Doug, I think there are maybe a half a dozen. And I don't know. You put us in that. You put Bob and your life in there.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know, but we have assembled the Romney profile.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were involved in that's an American Right to Life project that we're fully involved in. And we helped to produce the Ann Coulter hangups video, which exposes Mitt Romney. And it's our work with American Right to Life that ran the Romney fairy tale commercials.
That's what I wanted to get back to.
Statewide.
That's right.
In the early contest states of Iowa and South Carolina.
Right.
And 500,000 emails went to registered Republican voters on an opt-in list. That was very expensive.
Yeah.
Exposing Romney as a fraud. And Romney got slaughtered in South Carolina and Iowa. Slaughtered.
Yes.
And the national media is like, what's up? Why did you get slaughtered? You spent millions of dollars in Iowa. You've been here for a year.
Right.
And the exit poll showed the number one reason people voted against Mitt Romney was because he was lying about being pro-life.
Well, let me be the first to extend a hearty congratulations to the whole team.
Well,
job well done. Because
yeah,
after this interview, I cannot see Mitt Romney as a viable Republican candidate any longer.
Maybe he run as a Democrat.
Well, that's a possibility. He could do that. But I'll tell you what I believe and what I see happening is that the Republican establishment, of which Fox is a major component.
Yeah.
The Republican establishment realizes that Mitt Romney has lost the base. Mitt Romney is no longer a viable Republican candidate.
That was the goal, to make him radioactive. And with all the hypocrites in the primaries in 2008 for the Republican presidential.
It was loaded with them.
There were a lot of hypocrites.
Yeah.
The reason that American Right to Life, and I'm a spokesman for American Right to Life, the reason American Right to Life targeted Mitt Romney, because he was the most well-funded, the most popular, the front runner,
yeah,
with the biggest organization on the ground in Iowa in the early contest states. He was the guy to expose as a fraud child killer.
That's right. He was the biggest threat to true conservatism.
He was the biggest threat. Because,
and the biggest target to lay out there, exposing him as a liar and a hypocrite.
Yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't say he was low-hanging fruit.
Oh, no, no.
Now, Rudy Giuliani was low-hanging
fruit. Well, yeah, he was easy.
You know, cross-dressing, pro-homo, pro-abortion.
All of that stuff.
I mean, the cross-dressing is only, you know, a joke.
Yeah.
But the photos of him cross-dressing are pretty funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was low-hanging fruit. But Romney, it took a more concerted effort to expose.
Right.
And Romney had the endorsement of all these major Christian ministries.
Yeah, he did.
Because his money was buying off people.
That's right.
I mean, he's worth, what, $100 million? He gives $30,000 here, $50,000, $100,000 here. He spread his money out all over the country, and he was buying. So there are Republican pro-life groups that opposed him, and they get money, and then they support him.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame what's happened to the pro-life industry.
Yeah.
It's a shame what they've become. But
yeah. But now there's personhood.
There is personhood and a wonderful success against the phony baloney Mitt Romney.
Wow. So, Doug, we only have, what, another week or so with
the
signatures in Colorado.
Yeah.
Speaking of personhood.
Yes, I'm a team leader. You're a team leader. I sent out an email late last night asking my team, because from my team I got commitments, 30 signatures here, 100, 50 there, you know, mm-hmm. And I built my team. Now, I committed to 100 signatures. I'm at 161
Whoa,
as of right now.
Doug, that's tremendous.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might want to try going for 1,000. I'm not sure if I can do it, but I'm going
to
try.
I committed to 100, and I'm at 32.
Praise the Lord, you're ahead of schedule.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, you're ahead of schedule.
Oh, I guess so, but there are big events coming up. This Saturday, the St. Paddy's Day Parade.
That's going to be huge.
I need help. I need another half a dozen people to go to the parade with me. We just have a couple blocks we got to cover.
Yeah.
And only one side of the block. And we got to ask people there, would you sign the pro-life petition? Doug, we're going to get a lot of signatures. There are a couple hundred thousand people go to that parade.
Yeah, we could get 5,000-10,000 signatures with a concerted effort. But we're going to need about 60 volunteers
to cover the entire route. And personally, I need six to cover my section.
I've got some extras already that I'm willing to loan to your team.
Really?
Yeah, I'm willing to consign them over on a TAD, we used to call it, in the Marines.
Well, that's really nice. I wonder, did Jason Salzman volunteer to help you get signatures? He does that Denver big media blog. He used to write for the Rocky Mountain News.
Uh-huh.
He called me this morning here at the studio, and he said, Bob, I heard on your show that you said your son, your 12-year-old son, was getting signatures, and he's doing real well. And he said, could you tell me about the legality of that? And I said, well, you got to be a registered Colorado voter to get signatures.
Right.
So what's your question? He said, well, you said he's 12.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, he is 12, and he goes with mom or dad, and we go to a church or a business, a bookstore. Yeah. And he says to people, did you sign the pro-life petition?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, not yet. And he says, well, please sign. And he signs mom's petition or dad's petition.
Yeah.
And he keeps a count. And he's doing well. I think, Jason, he's doing better than you are. How many signatures has Jason Salzman got yet for the most significant civil rights battle of his lifetime?
That's right.
Jason Salzman will never see in his lifetime another civil rights battle like we have going right now with personhood.
No, and the question is, are you going to sit on the sidelines and let history pass you by, or are you going to join the parade, so to speak? And
yeah,
you can literally join the parade.
Like when blacks were considered property, as today the baby in the womb is considered property, and Planned Parenthood will literally use a suction catheter and rip that baby's arms out of his sockets,
right?
Rip the baby's legs off, kill that baby because the Supreme Court has said he's property, just like the U.S. Supreme Court and Dred Scott said a black person is property.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people like Jason Salzman who said, well, do you know if we considered blacks as full legal persons, do you know how that would throw our entire culture into a tailspin?
Oh, it would be chaos. It would affect so many laws, I can't even begin to tell you how chaotic it would be.
So there were millions of people who allowed the opportunity in history to pass them by.
They did.
And they are forgotten in the trash bin of history.
That's right. And there are heroes who are recognized.
Heroes.
Harriet Tubman, everyone remembers her name because she had the guts to stand up and do so.
And in England, there was
William Wilberforce.
In Germany, it's another issue, but hatred of the Jews. There's Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
They're heroes.
Whereas the Lutheran Church in Germany, they hated Dietrich Bonhoeffer because he said, we have to fight this as Christians.
Right.
They hated him. They didn't hate the Nazis like they hated Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work for the Lutherans in Germany? How did that work thinking they could sit on the sidelines?
Their churches were burned to the ground.
Yeah, they were destroyed.
In the war.
And personhood has the chance to save the body of Christ.
Amen.
Personhood could save the church from the fate it had in Germany.
Go to personhoodcolorado.com. Go to coloradortl.org.
Doug McBurney, thank you. Maranatha, what a great school. Our website, KGov.